Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Hi, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life, and I want to share with you another column that I had recently published in Newsmax. This is a column that I wrote just a few days before Justice Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed to the Supreme Court. And it summarizes for us, because this is not something that we should quickly forget, the process took place in this confirmation, the way it was hijacked by the Democrats, and some of the lessons that the behavior of the Senate Democrats and of various left-wing groups should teach us going forward in our American public life. So here is the column I published in Newsmax.com. On October 1st, 2018, Anna Maria Archila wrote in USA Today about her confrontation of Senator Jeff Flake, Republican from Arizona, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, urging him to vote against Brett Kavanaugh. She said she was following Christine Ford's example of telling her story, quote, to protect our country. She writes, quote, I asked him how he could live with himself as a father of daughters, knowing that Kavanaugh allegedly violated a young girl, end of quote. And hence does Anna Maria fail in her mission. Had she said that she shared her story to encourage all senators and the wider public to be more sensitive to women who are victimized in this way, that would have been honorable, and she could have claimed some measure of success. She got a pulpit, a temporary spotlight, to get her message across, and it seems to have affected the senator to the point that he asked for the additional FBI investigation of now Justice Kavanaugh. But that wasn't where she stopped. It wasn't just for women or for victims. It was against Kavanaugh. And her approach violated the most basic premise of our justice system: innocent until proven guilty. Notice her words quoted above. She says, the senator should not be able to live with himself if he votes for Judge Kavanaugh, but not because Judge Kavanaugh committed sexual assault, but because he allegedly did so. And that word changes everything. Innocent until proven guilty is a bedrock principle of our civilization and of our legal system. It does not mean innocent until accused, or innocent until attacked. It means that even if one is accused or attacked, even by multiple people, he or she is to be considered innocent until proven guilty. Lack of commitment to such a basic principle introduces chaos into society and all its institutions. In the process regarding Judge Kavanaugh, the Democrats demonstrated a frightening unwillingness to explicitly embrace and employ this principle. When Senator Mazie Hirono, for instance, was asked by CNN's Jake Tapper, doesn't Kavanaugh have the same presumption of innocence as anyone else in America? She should have answered with a simple and straightforward, yes, of course. But she didn't. She went on instead to complain about his ideological positions, with one featuring prominently. She said, quote, this is a person that is going to be sitting on our Supreme Court making decisions that will impact women's reproductive choice. He very much is against women's reproductive choice, end of quote. And indeed, Anna Maria Archila's USA Today column echoes the same, as she writes, quote, much of his record on health care and reproductive justice is an abomination, end of quote. Tucker Carlson stated on his show that everyone in Washington knows that this opposition to Kavanaugh, quote, is all about abortion. I agree. The Democrat Party has never been as extreme in its pro-abortion position as it currently is, with a policy that allows abortion up until the day of birth and demands that we pay for it with our tax dollars. The Senate Democrats of the Judiciary Committee constitute a who's who of decades of abortion advocacy. Before Brett Kavanaugh's name was even announced, the retirement of Justice Kennedy caused the left to erupt into a frenzy over the abortion decision Roe v. Wade, and that frenzy has not stopped. They know many other of their prized positions are at risk with a shift in the court, but this one always tops the list. We can and should debate abortion in the courts, the legislatures, the media, academia, the press, and the wider culture. But the behavior of the Democrats and their leftist allies in this case isn't about debating abortion. It's about their willingness to destroy people's careers and reputations and to destroy basic premises of our American legal system to preserve their dogmatic allegiance to abortion. And that has multiple unfortunate consequences. One of which is that the very thing that Anna Maria Archila claims to be doing, that is, advocating for the victims of sexual assault, is lost in the ensuing frenzy. Such victims suffering all across our country are not served when the abortion advocates use them for their ulterior motive of hijacking a confirmation process and in the process destroying a man's reputation and throw the presumption of innocence out the window just to hold on to power. And another very unfortunate consequence is that young men and women throughout our land who may someday be inclined to offer themselves to serve our nation's judicial system or in some other form of public service will be disheartened and discouraged from getting anywhere near such a destructive process. We, in the leadership of the pro-life movement, have always claimed that aside from its obvious impact on babies and their families, abortion poisons our entire legal system and indeed our entire culture. With sad and painful evidence, the nation is currently learning that the hard way. Hence concludes my column. Go to Newsmax.com and you'll see that and others that I have published there. And go to endabortion.us, our main website at Priests for Life. And you'll be able to search the document library for articles I've written and written by other members of our pastoral team like Evangelist Alveda King and Janet Morana and Kevin Burke and others. Brothers and sisters, thank you for listening to the End Abortion podcast. Please spread word about it. And we have our website, endabortionpodcast.us. Our main website, again, is endabortion.us, but then we have the endabortionpodcast.us. You'll find a whole lot more information about our podcast there. And then, of course, we have endabortiontv.us, where we have our online television channel. Please join and support us in all these efforts. ProLifeDonation.org is where you can support us financially, ProLifeDonation.org. This is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. Thank you for being with us, and God bless you.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.